All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, guys. Welcome to this podcast titled Stress Relief Therapy. Stress is not a very pleasant experience, but unfortunately, life throws situations full of incongruence at us that challenge our ability to remain calm. The reasons are endless, from the noisy neighbor to the pizza boy whom keeps delivering a pepperoni pizza when I asked for a Hawaiian pizza with extra cheese and, well, you get my drift. In today's episode, we shall be talking about mini vacation great for the mentally drained. We can all take a break from time to time. Everyday weight makes us exhausted and mentally exhausted. Holidays allow us to relax and refresh. However, due to the current economic situation, not all of us can afford a week off. They are usually very expensive and cost at least a few hundred dollars. So what happens if you don't have the money to spend a normal vacation? Should you suffer from it and not continue? I do not agree with this idea. Even if you don't have money for a end quote, real end quote, vacation, there are a lot of alternatives, such as mini vacations. A short vacation can clear your head and give you energy for the busy days ahead. What this mini vacation means is that instead of spending a week in Florida and going to Disney World, you work on a much smaller scale. Depending on where you live, it can be close to big cities. Most large cities offer a variety of entertainment options, all of which are new and interesting for suburban residents. Long weekends and sightseeing in the big city can be great mini vacations. It gives you a lot of entertainment, does not require much time, and can be very cheap. Another great idea for a short vacation is to go camping. This is the cheapest vacation you can get. Take your friends and family, a tent or two, and go out for a few days. It can be very interesting for the adventurous person. You can go camping. It may or may not cost you, but it also offers facilities such as showers. Or you can set up a tent in the wild for a weekend of outdoor living, whatever you bring, of course. If camping is not your job and you do not want to go to a big city, you can always find local parks and water parks. Spending a day in such a place can be tiring, but full of mental satisfaction. They can be a little more expensive, but still much cheaper than going on a full vacation. If you can afford and have more time in the mini vacation, you can spend the day in the theme park of your hotel or resort. This idea still costs a little, but in just a few days, most people will be able to do it. Going on holiday does not have to be an extravagant, long, and expensive effort. You can enjoy it for a few days if you change, and you can do it for less. Springtime and flowers for fragrance and color. One of the great beauties after a long and cold winter are the spring flowers. The beauty of flowers does not begin and end with what I see, but can also be seen through their bright colors and scents. Adding flowers to your home adds the color and fragrance you need for spring. Most of us see flowers only on special occasions or to wish someone good luck when someone has a good or bad day. But the truth is that flowers not only add beauty to your home and property, but excellent landscaping can also add value to your home. Many types of flowers bloom from bulbs in spring. Often, these bulbs are actually planted in the fall. If you are thinking of landscaping your yard next spring, here are some early spring flowers to start with. 1. Tulips are perhaps one of the most popular spring flowers. They come in a variety of colors and sizes and are considered to bloom in early spring. You can easily create an entire flower garden by focusing on tulips of different colors and heights. Seeing the beautiful colors of spring can greatly contribute to improving the decoration, landscape, or mood. 2. Daffodils are also very popular early spring flowers. There are over 200 varieties, and the bulbs are planted in the fall. The two most popular colors are yellow and white, and you may have seen this flower a lot in the spring. But you probably didn't know what a flower was. These flowers bloom up to 6 weeks. This flower is easy to grow even for beginners. The only advice to remember is not to plant near evergreen plants, as they absorb most of the nutrients from the soil, which makes it difficult to grow daffodils. 3. The iris blooms anytime between April and June. Available in several heights and colors, you can add different varieties to your borders to create a beautiful multicolored look. They do not require special soil or much care, making them perfect flowers for new gardeners. It is in your best interest to make sure that the soil drains well. You can use one of these flowers to cut and create beautiful bouquets in your home throughout the year. Adding one or more of these flowers to the edges in your home can add a lot of color and beauty. Who doesn't want it? Spring flowers are a great way to welcome a new season and get rid of the darkness of a long, cold winter. A person living in a cold climate always expects beauty and warmth. The flowers do not give too much heat, but they can give color. It can also keep all our tired winter hearts alive. Hope this episode helps you as much as it is helping me. See you next time. Bye.